Even though the agreement is between private company Cascade Creek and the city and borough of Wrangell, there are only a few individuals privy to the confidential information. Assembly members Ernie Christian, Warren Edgley, and James Stowe are part of the Borough Assembly's subcommittee responsible for communicating with Cascade Creek. According to Christian, the subcommittee met with Cascade Creek's business development director, Duff Mitchell, on Saturday for a little more than 2 hours.
I think the meeting was very informative, and we got some draft information from Duff, and we're going to go from there.
Christian says the subcommittee will continue to meet with Mitchell a few more times before the subcommittee confers and brings forward a recommendation to the entire borough assembly.
After we review the information he has, then we're going to come back with a recommendation. So I wouldn't think that'd take more than maybe 3 or 4 meetings at the most, and hopefully we'll get it done sooner than that so the assembly can determine what it's going to do.
The agreement between Cascade Creek and Wrangell states that the two bodies desire to evaluate the project for the sole purpose of entering into a business relationship to further the development of the Thomas Bay Energy Project. At this point, Christian says he does not know what type of relationship Wrangell will have with the private company, if any. He says right now the subcommittee is just trying to get information.
We're looking at the information and what they plan on doing over in Thomas Bay Power Development. I've never really said we're going to do any type of investment or anything like that from the get-go. And I think that's the overall goal, and I know that Warren Edgley is kind of there, and James. We're basically a fact-finding mission right now and determine if what Cascade's looking for and what the city and borough of Wrangell may be looking for.
At the assembly's special meeting on July 8th, the idea of reconsidering the confidentiality and non-circumvention agreement was brought up by Mayor Don McConaughey. McConaughey said he put it on the agenda because a number of Wrangell citizens had asked him to do so. Assemblymember Christian says he's been hearing other things from the public.
Quite honestly, although I guess there are people that talked to Don, I haven't. The people that have talked to me and I've talked to about this, you know, what Cascade wants to do over there, they see potentially no problem. This company has had problems in the past with some safety issues. We all know that, being in local in Wrangell, and maybe they are not the best company, and potentially there are some other companies that could develop Thomas Bay Power, but right now Cascade has all the FERC licenses, and two of them will expire here in February. Another one goes to 2011, so looking at it from this, who has the FERC license right now, potentially they're going to be the ones that are going to develop Thomas Bay, and if Wrangell can have some type of economic benefit or input into how they do that, and I think it's all the better for the community.
Christian says the next meeting between the subcommittee and Mitchell will likely take place at the end of August or the beginning of September. This is Lisa Fu, reporting from Wrangell.